on The Voice of America.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is Prince Nesta sitting in for Sun Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Senegalese speedster Sadio Mane, who scored a brace to see Liverpool's 2-0 Premier League victory against Chelsea, as the Reds delivered a powerful statement about their desire to retain the Premier League title. Chelsea defender Andreas Christensen put his side in serious trouble with a red card just before halftime, before the 2019 African Footballer of the Year punished the Blues with two swift goals to confirm Liverpool's superiority, the second of which was the result of another calamity for Kepa. Ivorian striker Wilfried Zaha also scored twice as Manchester United made a sorry start to English Premier League campaign with a 3-1 home defeat to Crystal Palace. Donny van de Beek's debut goal off the bench was the only bright spot for Laguna Socia's men, who finished last season with such a flourish to claim a Champions League spot. The result brings United's transferring activity into sharper focus, with the Red Devils having only added Van der Beek to the senior squad in the summer window. In negotiations to sign the Borussia Dortmund player Jadon Sancho at an impasse. Manchester United has now lost an opening home game to a Premier League campaign for just the third time, also losing against Everton in the 1992-1993 season and Swansea in the 2014-2015 season.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Goal from English footballer of Ghanaian descent Aidan Ketia and French forward Alexandre Lacazette were just enough to beat a spirited West Ham, which had equalized through Mikel Antonio. Arsenal has now won 11 of their 12 home games against West Ham United in all competitions, with the only exception being on the opening day of the 2015-2016 Premier League season. In other fixtures, Son Heung-min scored 4 goals as Tottenham beat Southampton 5-2, with Harry Kane scoring the other goal for Tottenham, while Leicester overcame a tough Burnley team to win 4-2 at the King Power Stadium. Manchester City will face off against Wolverhampton Wanderers at the Molineux Stadium on Monday, hoping to kick off the new Premier League campaign by securing all 3 points on the road. Dean Smith's new-look Aston Villa begins its Premier League campaign at home to Sheffield United at Villa Park.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, Samson O'Malley will have a package of African sports news for us.
It's time now for
of Abraham African Sports in Samson Omalisi, Abuja, Nigeria.
The sad story of six Ghanaian youth players who have been confirmed dead after a bus they were traveling in crashed into a river on Saturday. The Ghana Football Association announced that the accident occurred on the Kumasi-Ofinso Road in Ghana's Ashanti region. The Africa Vision Soccer Academy were traveling back to Ofinso from Afrancho, where they underwent registration for the upcoming District Juvenile League. The six players, said to be between the ages of 12 and 16, reportedly died on the spot, while several others were left injured and rushed to the hospital. And now to Uganda, where the national football team's captain, Dennis Onyango, has appealed to the country's president, Yoweri Museveni, to redeem the $1 million prize money he pledged to give the national football team that reached the knockout stage of the 2019 African Cup of Nations.
I believe that it was okay for me to try and remind His Excellency on what he promised the boys, since we are also going back into playing football at the national team. The qualifiers are coming soon, so my boys really need this money to boost them. It's a lot of money, yes, but it can change also my players' lives and my life, because every cent counts. So for me to speak about it, I'm speaking on behalf of all the players that were with me at the Africa Cup of Nations, plus officials.
And to North Africa, where Al Ahly players basked in the fifth consecutive Egyptian Premier League title, saying they can now look forward to completing a remarkable season by winning the African Champions League. The Cairo Giant wrapped up their record extending 42nd title with six rounds left after gaining an unassailable 20 points lead on top. In the meantime, the Court of Arbitration for Sports have confirmed Osporons as the 2018-2019 CAF Champions League winners after denying Wada Casablanca's appeal. Osporons were crowned CAF Champions League winners last year after Wada Casablanca abandoned the game following VAR controversy. And on Saturday, the Court of Arbitration for Sports ruled in favor of Esperance, denying Wada's appeal, while confirming that the Tunisian Giants are the champions for the 2018-2019 season. In Kenya, football and rugby in Kenya will remain suspended, though non-contact sports are set to resume in phases. Kenyan Sports Cabinet Secretary Amina Mohamed, while unveiling the final guidelines for sports resumption in the country, said athletics, golf and motorsports are among the sports that are set to resume.
All federations are required to submit their respective revised international Team Kenya event calendars to the Principal Secretary for Sports, Mr. Joe Okudo, on or before 30th of September 2020 for planning.
But Kenya Basketball Federation will appeal to the Ministry of Sports to allow their national teams to begin preparations for international events. And that's it on Daybreak Africa Sports. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Nigerian Olympic bronze medalist and the African record holder in women's 400 meters, Falilat Ogunkoya, says it's time to start preparations for the Tokyo Olympic Games. Ogunkoya, who set an African record in the women's 400-meter race in the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, a record that still stands, spoke to reporter Ion Mike Mbonyi about preparations for the games slated to be held next year.
Thank God Nigeria have opened all the stadium for the Olympics. It's going to give the athletes more support, and I thank the government for that. The athletes, they really need to train very, very hard, because the season is over. We are in September. And the one in Europe, those are the ones that's going to be competing. So they need to train very, very, very hard for them to be able to win medal in the Olympics. And I believe that most of our athletes that's training very hard, they will, get a medal if they train very, very hard, because it's not going to be easy. They know that one too. And I believe that's the reason why they are training. And more to their elbows, I give, pray that God will continue to be with all of them.
What kind of training do you recommend for track and field athletes in post-COVID-19 period?
It's the normal training they are doing. If we are, because it's COVID-19, they have opened the stadium. You just have to follow everything they said you should follow and train hard. Because I look at it, where people are running Europe, people are not joking at all. So they need to do all they are asked to do for them to be able to to train very, very, very hard. That's the only thing they can do. When you talk about, you know, a coach, you know, they need to really work very hard with the athlete until they can get the same goal, just to win medal in the Olympics.
Do you see some Nigerian athletes achieving podium performances at the Tokyo Games?
Yeah, it's true. In Nigeria, I open all the stadium for the athletes to be training, and I believe that athletes will just go back to work. You know, I didn't like it when all the stadium was closed, but now that it's open, the athletes need to go there and work very hard. And I know it's not going to be easy because it's Olympics. All the people that you think that it's not going to come for Olympics, we surely come for Olympics. So they need to train very hard and make sure that for them to win a medal in the Olympics, it's not going to be easy. But with a lot of training and listening to their coaches, I think that God will help them and then they will win a medal in the Olympics. And, you know, COVID have come and we are trying to manage the COVID to just go, you know, because with the athlete, with their training, and I believe that they will work very hard and they will win a medal in the Olympics with a lot of training. It's not going to be easy, but I know with all the effort they have been putting in, some of them will surely get a reward in Tokyo 2021. So we keep our finger crossed for them.
This Nigerian Olympic bronze medalist Falilat Ogunkoya. She spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonyi about getting ready for the Tokyo Olympic Games. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Let's now go to the NBA, where Anthony Davis switched a game-winning three-pointer as time expired, as the Los Angeles Lakers held off a comeback attempt by the Denver Nuggets. The Lakers came away with a 105-103 win in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals on Sunday to take a 2-0 series lead. The final few possessions of the game were phenomenal, with Davis and Nikola Jokic trading baskets, Alex Caruso's missed three-point shot, a Jamal Murray block, and finally Davis's winning shot. The 27-year-old Lakers power forward finished the game with 31 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 blocks in 39 minutes. LeBron James held out with 26 points, 11 rebounds and 4 assists. Game 3 between the two teams is set for Tuesday. The Boston Celtics also face a critical Game 4 on Wednesday, after claiming a dominant 117-106 win over the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals to close the gap to 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum led the Celtics fight back as the team avoided a third loss in Florida. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Dan Friedel caught up with world champion triathlete Katie Zafiras of the United States. She recently competed in an event in the Czech Republic, and she's getting ready for a World Cup triathlon event on October 10th on the Italian island of Sardinia. Welcome to the show, Dan and Katie.
We're joined now on the Sunny Side of Sports by world champion triathlete Katie Zafiras of the United States. Katie has been back on the road competing after a long coronavirus-related hiatus. Katie, welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thanks for having me again.
So, Katie, last time we talked, it was back in the spring, and you were home in Maryland. Tell us a little bit about the summer for you, what it was like not being on the road competing for the first time in a number of years.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience. There were some positives in the sense that, like, we got to be with family a lot more. And just, like, we also were trying to figure out where we wanted to eventually, like, have a home and kind of grow roots because of COVID and all of this stuff has taught us one thing, is that we want to have, like, a stable home sometime in the near future of a place to be, because for the majority of the time that we were in the U.S. for these last few months, we stayed with my family or my parents in the house I grew up in. And while it was very nice, it also just made us realize that my husband and I would like to have a place where we have all of our stuff and are just settled. So that was kind of a bit of a bonus of being able to like decide things like that and see family. And the training was different and it was challenging just because up until like pretty close to the race, we just weren't sure if we were going to be able to race. And even when World Triathlon Series Hamburg came onto the schedule, there was still a lot of skepticism of whether the race would actually be able to go on and whether us as Americans would be able to get to the race and what like the quarantine measures might look like and things like that. So there are just like a lot of uncertainties, but we got some good training in. It definitely wasn't the normal training. It wasn't quite as engaged or focused as it normally is, and it was just that part was challenging with so many things up in the air. And but ultimately, we were really happy because World Triathlon Series Hamburg happened 2 weekends ago, and that was our first race of the season. It also ended up being our World Championship race. And then last week, or no, 2 weekends, two days ago, I competed in Karlovy Vary World Cup in the Czech Republic. So really, really excited that we actually got to do those things and race and compete again.
So we're joined on the Sunny Side of Sports by Katie Zafiris. Katie is talking to us today from the east coast of Italy, where she's going to be calling a place she's going to be calling home for the next month or so until her next event in early October. I was curious, Katie, you know, as an amateur athlete myself, as a recreational athlete myself, it was hard for the last 6 months or so to not get that feedback, whether for me it was rowing with a team or on the softball diamond or even some of my gym classes that provide some feedback. Those were all put on hold. So what was it like for you to be training? And I'm sure you're looking at power meters and you're looking at times for your running and that sort of thing, but you're not comparing yourself to your peers. So what was it like to have that long period of time where you weren't competing?
Well, it was for sure a challenge, but also I had some benefits because my husband, Tommy Zafiris, he trains with me full time. So I definitely wasn't alone. I think the hard part was, like, normally you have races to break things up, and both mentally and physically. And so for me, it was a bit hard to gauge, like, where I was at, but it wasn't necessarily because of, like, comparing it to other athletes. It was a lot because of just not really knowing where I should be with the timing and not really knowing how fully to engage, like, mentally and physically, because it's not just about 2020 now for us. It's focusing again on, like, our goals of 2021 and wanting to make sure that mentally and physically we don't burn out, or I don't burn out this year trying to focus too much on a year that kind of won't hold the same value as now next year hopefully will. So that was a pretty big challenge for me. And I think also it's like my races that I've done this year, I'm super happy we've had the chance, and it's been really hard, but I also can tell that my form isn't where, like, I would typically be at had it been like a normal season.
Right, that makes sense. We're joined on the Sunny Side of Sports by Katie Zafiris. I'm Dan Friedel. It's good to talk to you, Katie. It's interesting to see how some of these athletic events are getting back onto the calendar. I was curious about, as you mentioned, you know, you're eager to get out there and compete again for sure, but how are you planning the next 6 months or 8 months of your schedule so that you don't, you know, you don't go out too hard and you give yourself a chance to recover before the Olympic focus gets going again next spring?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll take like a similar break to what I would normally do. So my season right now, it's gone pretty much the same length that it would have any other year. There's a couple races in the winter that I wouldn't typically do that I'm kind of like, deciding if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing and talking it over with my coach. But we're really, like, I'm really focused on trying to make sure and trying to talk with my coach to make sure that whatever decisions we're making are going to benefit us for 2021. And one of those things is that we really, my husband and I, we really hope that this winter we'll be able to join back up with our international training squad somewhere and train as we would with our group under this, under the eye of my coach, and be in that really high performance environment, because that certainly has been something that has been lacking for us in 2020.
Dance world champion triathlete Katie Zafiris of the United States. She spoke with Dan Friedel recently from her training camp in Italy ahead of October's World Cup event in Sardinia.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Tadej Pogacar of Slovenia became the Tour de France's youngest winner in a century on Sunday, in a race backdropped by the coronavirus pandemic, injuries, and criticism of the race's environmental impact. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Slovenia's Tadej Pogacar from Team UAE Emirates coasted to fame in the French capital as riders made final laps around the Champs-Élysées before a sizably downsized mask-wearing crowd. Coronavirus restrictions limited fan numbers to just 5,000.
Monsieur Pogacar.
Tadej Pogacar qui s'offre pour...
Pogacar, who celebrates his 22nd birthday Monday, becomes Slovenia's first Tour winner. Besides the yellow jersey of the winner, he also snagged the Tour's white and polka dot jerseys for best young rider and best mountain rider, respectively. Ireland's Sam Bennett won the green jersey for the points classification. Pogacar's win was cemented Saturday in a spectacular turnaround that saw countryman and former frontrunner Primoz Roglic perform poorly during a final climb. Pogacar echoed the shock victory.
I think I'm dreaming. That's all. I really don't know what to say.
The surprise turnaround added to a roller coaster tour that almost didn't happen. Normally taking place in July, the race was postponed because of coronavirus until late August. Rebounding coronavirus cases here sparked fears it would end early.
C'est Romain.
France's own hopes for a win were dashed, especially with the fall of hopeful Romain Bardet of Team AG2R La Mondiale.
Non, le Covid nous a bien occupé, mais ça a été comment dire.
AG2R team doctor Eric Bouvat said besides handling rider injuries, respecting coronavirus regulations proved tricky but manageable. Worries the smaller crowds would make riders less motivated to perform did not pan out.
On reverra le Tour de France à Lyon avec voilà une exigence.
There was other drama. Lyon's Greens Party mayor Eric Doucet criticized the tour as polluting and overly macho.
Sans mettre le coup d'envoi de cette 14e étape du Tour de France.
But that didn't stop the mayor from awarding the sprint winner's jersey to Ireland's Bennett during the Lyon stage of the tour, which was appropriately colored green. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Thanks, Lisa. And that wraps up the September 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Barrow. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nestor, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC.